Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Nida Daf Chaf Dalad, Nida 24. And today's Daf Yomi, Chaf Dalad, Amma Beis, and 24B at the bottom. The Gemara discusses the following case. In the Mishnah, says, Hamapelas Shapir, Malay Mayim, Malay Dam, Malay Ginunim. If a woman aborted a Shapir, which is an embryo, or that is filled with water, or filled with blood, or malay ganunim, it's filled with this multicolored matter, that under those circumstances, we say, eino chosheshes slavad. We don't assume that it was a child, and she's not going to be tamea leida. So the Gemara, in its discussion, says, I understand, bisham adam umayim lukumhi. I understand that if it's filled with, the embryo is filled with blood or filled with water, I understand that we don't have to be concerned that it was a fetus there. El ganunim, if it was filled with this ginunim, this multicolored matter, why don't we assume that we have to be concerned that maybe it was a fetus that disintegrated? So Abaye's answer to this is, Kama yayin chai shasas imo shel zeh, shenimoach ubara betochim me'eha. He said, how much yayin chai, undiluted wine, must the mother of this fetus have drunk in order that the fetus disintegrated? And so Abaye was basically saying that since this woman had drunk something that was dangerous for her, that's what would have caused this fetus to disintegrate. And so that's why under these circumstances, that's why it would appear in this manner. Meaning Abaye is saying that there's no way it could have happened under this approach. But the Gemara then talks about, since Abaye said you would have had to drink an enormous amount of wine in order for the fetus to have disintegrated in this matter, the Gemara then talks about Abba Shaul. And Abba Shaul was a grave digger. And the Gemara says, Abba Shaul Omer, the Gemara has a Braisa. And Abba Shaul says, Kover Mesim Hayisi, I was a grave digger. I was someone who buried the dead. Vayisi Mistakel about Samashal Mesim. I used to look at the bones of the dead. And when I looked at them, I noticed, you know, through my pathology, Hashote Yayin Chai Atzmosav, Hashote Yayin Chai Atzmosav Serufin, that one who drinks Yayin Chai, the undiluted wine, his bones appear burnt. Mazug, if he drinks the diluted wine, Atzmosav Sechuyin, then his bones were dry. And Karoi, if a person drinks wine properly, Atzmosav Meshuchin, his bones were Meshuchin, they were lubricated. Means say that they were the bones appeared proper. And anybody who's drinking of wine exceeded his eating, Atzmosav Serufin, then his bones also appeared burnt. Achilasa Maruba Mishtiaso Atzmosav Sechuyin, if his eating was too much, exceeded his drinking by a lot, then his bones appear dry. Kerai Atzmosav Meshuchin. And if he balanced out the eating and the drinking, then his bones appeared proper. So we see from here that Abba Shaul was a grave digger, and he would make his analysis of the way a person ate, how his bones appeared. The Gemara then goes on and gives another two stories about Abba Shaul, which we're not going to read these stories in depth, but in one of these stories, Abba Shaul came into contact with a thigh bone as part of his digging the graves, and was discovered that this was the thigh of Og Melech HaBashan, of the giant Og Melech HaBashan. In another case, he came upon a corpse and he saw an eye, and he said that that was the eye of Avshalom. So these are some of the stories that Abba Shaul, who was the grave digger, was Kover Mesim. According to another version, that it was not just Abba Shaul, it was maybe Rabbi Yochanan, who was the one who was Kover Mesim, who was the grave digger. And this concept of these great rabbis, Abba Shaul and Rabbi Yochanan, being the grave diggers, the Shla writes that it's such a great mitzvah to be involved in the burial of the dead. And even though It's not listed as one of the specific positive commandments. It's included within the commandments as a shlav of walking in the way of the of Hashem. As the Gemara elsewhere says, just like God is the one who is kover mesim, just like God buries the dead, because it says vayikvoro so begai. It says in Deuteronomy that Moses was buried in Gai, and Hashem buried Moses. So too, we say that we should be engaged in the burial of the dead, as it appears in the Gemara in Sota 14a. And we see from here that this is such a great mitzvah to be engaged in. Nevertheless, there was a question that was brought to the Meishiv Shalom, and the Meishiv Shalom was asked about a sofer who was, took a job as a gravedigger. He was a sofer, and he was also a gravedigger. And so they asked the question, maybe he shouldn't be doing this, because a sofer is supposed to be pure. He's supposed to go to the mikvah before one writes the name of Hashem. And burial of the dead every day is going to be engaged in ritual impurities. So the Meishiv Shalom says, no, today that's not a concern that you're going to be tamei, and so therefore for that reason there's no problem. But nevertheless, he says it's really not the right job for a sofer, because today a grave digger became associated with a job that's not necessarily the most distinguished job in the community, even though the people who dig the graves are incredibly important and they're very special people. In his community where he was writing for, these were not the people who were seen as the leaders of the community. And he said a sofer is involved in writing the name of Hashem. He has to be involved in a profession that people look at with tremendous respect. And so therefore, the Meishiv Shalom recommended the sofer not take a job for pay as a grave digger, because of the fact that it would seem to be limiting the honor of the scribe himself.